CBS presents this program in color.
Division of armor to attack that camp. We couldn't get near it.
Yeah, elite guards, machine guns, landmines, the whole works.
Oh, blimey. I hate to say die, sir, but I'd rather say it than do it.
My men are ready to attack as soon as you get the orders, Colonel.
Forget it.
Forget it. My brother's in there.
You couldn't even get close. That place is a regular fortress.
Are you afraid?
Afraid? Yeah.
Look, it's not a matter of courage. Trying to rush that camp now would be suicide.
My brother is to be executed day after tomorrow. I say the time to act is now.
Look, leave it to me. I'll get Hans out.
How?
I said leave it to me.
I don't think Colonel Hogan isn't a man to say something he doesn't mean.
Don't worry, mate. The governor always has a marvelous plan.
I will wait till I hear from you.
Right. All right, let's get this car back to the motor pool before Clink finds out it's missing.
Then what, sir?
Then we start trying to think of this marvelous plan, which I happen not to have at the moment.
What time are they supposed to execute Hans?
0800 tomorrow. Doesn't give us much room.
Colonel Hogan! Governor Clink wants to see you in the office at once!
Aye, Schultz. You guys try to stall, huh? We may need this car later.
Right, sir. Colonel said stall.
Stall? We should do a job right no matter how small it is. Hey, morally, you make a commitment to clean a man's car and...
Colonel said stall.
Hogan, where's my car? You promised it would be parked and waiting for me. It is not parked and waiting for me. Why isn't it and where is it?
Well,
8 o'clock, you said? Promise, I said. On my word of honor, you said. 8 o'clock sharp, I said. Not 1 second later, you said.
Did I say a.m. or p.m.?
It's now 9:30.
Colonel Clink, I want you to know I understand your annoyance.
Oh, I understand it, too. But what I don't understand is where's my car?
Well, let's be fair now. Do you by any chance recall what you wanted done to the car?
To have it washed.
And waxed. Don't shrug off the toughest part. Do you know how long it takes for a good wax job?
25 minutes.
25 minutes? I've never heard anything more ridiculous.
Hogan, I have to pick up General Burkhardt at the station in 45 minutes.
General Burkhardt?
Yes.
Your car will be ready.
Without fail?
Put yourself in my hands.
How long would it take you to work the car?
Ease up, Schultz. We're going as fast as we can.
Go, blimey.
All right, come on. Put the stall on. Get this car washed and waxed. On the double. Move it.
Well, we get better treatment from the enemy.
Thank you, New York.
Schultz, you better go over to Clink's office. Tell him his car will be ready in 10 minutes.
Jawohl, Herr Commandant. I mean, Clink. Jawohl. You know what I mean.
What do you mean?
What
do you
say? Stolen?
Clink's got to pick up Burkhalter at the station. This is one time we're going to give him all the help we possibly can.
Who cares about General Burkhalter?
The German High Command. If he should be captured by the underground, we'd be in a very good position for a trade.
General Burkhalter for Hans Wagner?
Right. Kinch, radio Carl Wagner. Tell him to set up an ambush on the Hammelburg Road. Clink and Burkhalter should be starting back here about 12:15.
12:15, right.
And, Kinch, yeah? Tell him to hold Burkhalter till we work out the details.
Okay.
All right, come on. Let's get this car washed and waxed. I'll help.
Schultz.
Schultz, I can't understand why the general wasn't on that train. It isn't like him to be late for anything.
No, it isn't. That's one thing I must say in General Burkhalter's favor. Not that I haven't got a lot of things to say in his favor.
Schultz, but... stop your weaseling. Like all of us, the general has his good points as well as his faults.
Yeah.
What do you think my faults are?
Oh. I wasn't talking about you, Herr Commandant.
You know, Schultz, the trouble with you is you're afraid to say anything you think. Filled with fear, frightened to express any kind of opinion.
Oh, no, Herr Commandant. I talk about you all the time when you are not around.
Oh, shut up and drive.
You men, get the car off the road. What's the matter with you? Can't you hear good?
My hearing's fine. How's your eyesight?
Right now, 20-20.
You, out of the car.
Schultz, just drive around the car.
Get out of the car, I said.
If you want me to get out of this car, you're going to have to drag me out.
You are assaulting a German officer? That is a very serious offense.
Give this message to the Gestapo.
Jawohl!
Schultz! Why are you sitting there?
You've waited 5 minutes and didn't get that message to Gestapo headquarters.
Schultz, do something!
Yes, Herr Commandant, I'm going to do something. I'm going to wait here 5 minutes before I deliver this message. Everybody after them! After them! They kidnapped the commandant!
You'll say what I'm hoping you didn't say?
That crazy kid brother must have grabbed both Burkholder and Klink.
Then I threw myself in front of the commandant, since it was my duty to defend him, even at the risk of my own life.
Then why are you still alive?
Because the man said they're going to shoot me if I didn't get out of the way.
Say why he did it, Schultz?
No, but he gave me this.
Must be some kind of a ransom note. I bet the underground wants to make a prisoner trade. General Burkhalter and Colonel Klink for Hans Wagner.
Burkhalter? They got him too?
Yeah, with Colonel Klink. Didn't they? He went to the station to pick him up.
Yeah, but he wasn't on the train. So we were going back to see if he's here.
This note says they will trade General Burkhalter for Wagner. They've mistaken Klink for General Burkhalter.
Colonel Hogan!
What made you think they had General Burkhalter?
Don't ask me. I can't think when my stomach's turning.
If you do not let me go, I shall break out of here myself! They haven't made a wine cellar yet that can hold me! Guard! Guard!
Carl, he's knocked on the door.
Him? No, he's sound asleep. Probably a sudden draft blew it down.
But he could escape.
I think Burkhalter has more sense.
Excuse me? I'm not General Burkhalter.
You have to be.
Oh, no, I'm not. Here's my identification.
You're lying.
I don't think so, Carl. He doesn't look like he has the brains to be a general.
True. That's absolutely true, Fräulein.
Colonel Wilhelm Klink. Colonel, eh?
Oh, that is a promotion I did not deserve, sir. I did not deserve it.
I believe you.
And obviously you have some very influential friends, yeah?
Influential friends? Oh, my friends don't mean anything. I mean, they're farmers, shopkeepers, factory workers. Oh, all my friends are nobodies. Even my enemies are nobodies. I am a nobody.
I failed, Usa. We go after a general and we get this nobody colonel. It's of no use to us at all.
Well, in that case, I better go before I wear out my welcome.
You stay right here. You're not much, but in some small day, I'll avenge my brother tomorrow.
Why don't we shoot him today?
Huh? You're going to shoot me?
Well, since you are not important enough to be exchanged for my brother, why not?
Oh, you're wrong. You're quite wrong. I was being modest. Actually, I am considered one of the general's most important men.
Well, who besides you considers you this, huh?
General Burkhalter does. We've become fast friends. I'm really more than just his friend. We have what you might call a father-son relationship. When he hears about this, your brother will be out like a shot. I mean, very quickly.
This is from General Burkhalter.
Ah, from Papa! Didn't I tell you? You should have asked for 1,000 in gold more. I'm a real catch.
Hans Wagner will be executed tomorrow, as scheduled.
Schultz, I want you to describe the man who gave you this note.
Well, he had black boots.
Never mind how he was dressed. What did he look like?
A German Luger.
Major Hochstetter, I'm glad I caught you before you left.
I won't be leaving for 3 days.
Yeah, but you'll probably be too busy then.
He's busy now.
General Burkhalter, what train did you come in on?
I didn't come in on any train.
Well, Colonel Klink thought you were taking the Berlin Express.
Just because he's afraid to fly, he thinks everybody else is too. That dumb cop let me wait at the airport for 2 hours.
It certainly is annoying, General, but I've got something much more important to discuss right now. I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
Of course you are. I've never seen you when you are not interrupting.
Well, what I have to say will only take a second.
All right, Hogan, what is it?
Well, I understand the Underground will release Colonel Klink if the Gestapo frees Hans Wagner. Isn't that what they're demanding?
Yeah, that's what they're demanding. Klink goes free if Wagner goes free.
I certainly call that a fair deal.
Yeah, so would I, if I were on the other side. Hans Wagner is the brains of the entire underground operation. He's highly intelligent, courageous, and a leader.
What about Colonel Klink?
What about him?
Well, he's also a man of outstanding qualities, right, Schultz?
Absolutely.
Such as?
Oh, there are so many.
Name one.
Well, they're not that many.
The execution takes place tomorrow as scheduled.
And then Wagner's brother shoots Colonel Klink. Now, come on, General. Think of how long you've known Colonel Klink. Think of the things you two have been through together.
If I do, I'm liable to shoot him myself.
Yeah, boy.
Colonel Hogan is leaving.
Yeah? Goodbye.
Don't come take him out of here. Now, now.
Stay out! Only some way to make Klink important enough to trade.
Colonel?
Quiet. I think Colonel Hogan's about to come up with another one of those great ideas. He had that same look on his face the other night when he got us into this mess. We got in this mess, so it wasn't just...
It's all right, Carter. You're right. I thought of the kidnap job. But this idea might do it.
Do what?
What does the name Nimrod mean?
He's the finest intelligence man we have.
Yeah, the Germans offered a 4 million marks reward for his capture.
Well, what's he got to do with it, Colonel?
He's the mystery man of the war. Operates right in the Germans' backyard. Personally responsible for the Nazis' defeat in 2 major campaigns. All the while posing as the commandant of a prison camp.
No kidding. Which one?
The infamous Stalag 13.
Come on.
Not Klink.
Yes. That fumbling, bumbling Colonel Wilhelm Klink. Hardly anyone would believe that story.
You think the Krauts will?
It all depends on how well we tell it.
Naturally, you will do everything in your power to apprehend the parties responsible for this outrage.
We will leave no stone unturned.
Well, don't go to all that trouble.
Klink's private line is ringing, that's odd. Hello?
Is it safe to talk, Klink?
Yeah, it's safe.
Well, we've got another one for you, Nimrod. And it's a big one, old boy. Anyone there wise to you yet?
No.
Good show. After this, Nimrod, G2's pulling you out. Now, I have a coded message. Listen closely.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Memorize it, old boy. And then, eat it.
We've got him. We've got him.
We've got who?
Nimrod.
Nimrod, that British agent?
Yes, that's right. The most wanted man in Germany, and we've got him. No, we don't got him. They got him. But we can still get him.
What are you babbling about?
Phone call. It was a message. Oh, excuse me a moment, General. Mercy Totes, little boy blue. I realize this is hard to believe, General, but Klink...
Hochstetter! Take that paper out of your mouth.
Sorry, General. I got so excited. This news has me so excited. Here, read this.
You read it to me, Major.
Well, it's in code. It's some kind of instructions for Nimrod. I'll call headquarters and have them send over a cryptologist. No, wait a minute. I am a cryptologist. I was the top man in my unit. This will be no trick at all. I got it. I told you. Didn't I tell you I could break this code?
For 2 hours you have been telling me that.
What they're using here is a variation on the old Fessenhofer cipher. Basic vowel substitutes. A becomes E followed by P. When preceded by U, then E becomes B, and U becomes P, and sometimes Y. Except after C. Yeah, however, what they've done here...
Just read the message.
The message is... I am foul, clutch, let in... Kragnik.
This is the message? Obviously, it's not the code.
Yeah, obviously, that's not the code. Oh, it's the old double look method. I will crack this in no time.
Why don't you just call headquarters and let them send over an expert? This whole thing doesn't make sense. The idea of Klink being a British agent is ridiculous.
Yeah, I could not believe it myself, but you were here, you heard the phone ring, you saw me write down the message, so you know I'm not crazy.
Yes, I heard the phone ring, I heard you say Mercy Dotes, and I watched you eat a wad of paper.
You've been long enough with the code, now's the time to move in. Newkirk?
Sir?
You know what to do.
Right, sir.
Excuse me, gentlemen. I was told to come and clean out the commandant's office.
Go ahead. You might as well start with that desk.
Right, sir. He's been keeping you busy, I see, sir.
Can you be Slavo headquarters, please?
Oh, my goodness me. The old Wellington cipher.
Wellington cipher?
It's the first one I taught us at cryptology, this was. I don't suppose they've used this code for all over 100 years.
You've just been talking about that ourselves.
Yes.
You know this Wellington cipher?
Well, I'm not an expert like the Major, sir.
Don't be too sure of that. Let's see if your translation is the same as his.
All right, sir. Be a bit of a challenge. I haven't done this for years. Very simple, though. I make it out to be... secret... plans hidden. What is this? Looks like a name. Hilda. Secret plans hidden. Hilda's desk. Does that sound right to you, sir?
That sounds perfect.
I thought it would.
Well, that does it. I've taken all the necessary precautions. In a few minutes, Nimrod will be my prisoner.
It just doesn't seem possible how I could have been so fooled by Klenk.
Nimrod is a very brilliant man.
Yes, but Klenk is such a stupid one.
That is where he was truly brilliant. You only thought he was stupid.
Everybody thought he was stupid. How do you suppose he got these? I haven't even been shown these plans.
Odd-looking aircraft, isn't it?
Yeah, it seems awfully big.
Any time now. Now, let us remember to act calmly, General. I do not want him to suspect anything when he walks in. These guards are trigger-happy, and I want Nimrod alive. Why don't we take our positions over here? It will look as if we are just about to say goodbyes. That should be a very natural scene, huh?
He's here.
He's here. He's here. Hold your fire, General. Why don't you stand over here, and I will stand right over here behind the office door and be shaking hands with you.
Why don't we just be saying goodbye under the desk?
Oh, General Burkhalter! Oh, Major Hofstetter! Oh, my dear friends! What I have been through!
Don't move, or you're a dead man!
I don't understand.
Don't you, Nimrod?
Nimrod?
What is your real name?
My real name is Wilhelm Klink. Now, anyone knows that. You all know that, Wilhelm Klink. This is a joke? A little prank? Oh, marvelous. After what I've been through, I could use a good laugh. No one else could use a good laugh?
After a little questioning at headquarters, we will see who laughs last. Colonel Hilde, will you please send for my car? If ever I saw a guilty man, that is the one.
He still looks like stupid old Klink to me.
I think, General, you will be convinced once I have gotten a signed confession. All right.
Just want to see the commandant a moment.
The commandant will not be seeing anyone for a while.
It'll only take a second. I wanted to ask if he had gotten the plans yet for the Hindenburg. The men are eager to get to work on the models that they got from the Red Cross.
Hindenburg
models?
Oh, there they are. That's swell. Oh, you got the plans too? Good. Give my best to Frank.
The plans. You gave him the plans.
Those plans are for a dirigible. A big bag filled with hot air, just like you.
What's the phone call? It's a code.
Hello? Major Hofstetter?
Hello, Hofstetter here.
Just called to let you know that Hans Wagner arrived safely. I do hope Colonel Klink did too. Oh, and awfully nice doing business with you, Major.
How do you volunteer for the Eastern Front?
No problem. I'll have you there by tomorrow.
All right, Carlo, you're my dishwasher tonight.
Let somebody else do it. I want to get this finished before lights out.
Word before play, dishwasher. Come on.
Who's playing? Colonel said we're building model planes. I think we better have some around in case they decide to check out the school.
It's using your head, Carter.
When will you have that done?
Guess about the same time those dishes are finished.
Oh, really?
All right, all right. I'll do the dishes. I can use the humility. Andrew, this doesn't look like the Hindenburg.
Well, give me a chance to finish. After I put on the rocket mounts and the turbojets and the cannons, then it's going to look like the Hindenburg.
Wait a minute. Rocket mounts, turbojets?
That's what it says in the plans.
Messerschmitt XL-12 jet propulsion. These aren't the plans for the Hindenburg. Where'd you get them?
Well, they were in the box or the model parts. They were folded up in the top like this one. It's a note.
My dear Colonel, clever the way you got Wagner out of that prison camp. Kindly be just as clever and get these plans out of this one. Till we meet again, Nimrod.
Oh,